Although migrant apprehensions at the US-Mexican border decreased in 2017, the number of people who died while making the crossing remained high, the UN Migration Agency IOM reports. Data published this week by its Missing Migrants Project puts the death toll at 412 last year, compared to 398 in 2016. Deanne Penn's been speaking to Joel Millman, an IOM spokesperson based in Geneva. He explained how changes in smuggling routes and in weather conditions have contributed to these tragedies.
We've been tracking this pretty strongly for the last 4 years all over the world. We've noticed patterns of hotspots in different spots around the world, particularly the U.S.-Mexico border. So we went through all our data and we found a pretty comprehensive list of what's occurring in that theater. We're finding that even though apprehensions and the overall crossings appear to be down, way down this past year, fatalities actually ticked upwards. The drop in apprehensions, we understand, is 44%, but the rise in mortality or confirmed deaths on the border is up 3% over the previous year, which we thought was pretty remarkable.
And now I wonder if you can tell us about the drop in apprehensions. Does IOM happen to know what's behind that?
Well, I mean, we think that more than anything, it's probably lack of demand for this labor in construction. That's been driving the flows of migration pretty much for the last 20 years. That's a big part of it. Another is the shifting of strategy by many migrants, including the people that make a living transporting them, the smugglers or the coyotes or whatever they're known as, which is to shift from inland, avoiding border patrol, avoiding points of entry, and taking their chances moving across open land in favor of much more aggressive reporting at the ports of entry and asking for asylum, which usually involves being willing to be in detention, sometimes for months, but often they're released on their own reconnaissance, and you know it's so much harder to cross the border than it used to be. Two things happen. One is that migrants who don't want to do the asylum strategy will go inland and take their chances under harsh conditions, and of course that contributes to a lot of deaths. But it also means that the actual numbers of those apprehended drops because a port of entry is not considered an apprehension.
Now, you mentioned about the harsh conditions that migrants face and the people who are transporting them also face in shifting their strategy away from border points. I wonder if you can tell us about what kind of conditions they're facing?
Well, I mean, the obvious one is dehydration and lack of water. When the temperatures start rising in April and May, that's when you see the most danger crossing places like the Totorotum Indian Reservation on the Arizona-Sonora border. That's an area that's enormous. It's very hard to patrol. There's not much of a federal presence. And, of course, the tribal government has even less law enforcement capacity. So that's attracted a lot of migrants over the years. But we're talking about an area that's desert that can be literally a two-week walk to Tucson, Arizona. If you can't find water, you don't carry enough with you, you may be hard-pressed to find it. No, that's one of the big killers of migrants is just trying to cross that stretch. This past year, we found that another contributing factor, which was rather unexpected, was heavy rains at this time of year into the spring brought river levels higher on the Rio Bravo, or the Rio Grande, as it's known in the United States, than were normal. And so a lot of passages, a lot of paths, a lot of routes that coyotes considered safe in the past weren't safe last year. The water was rushing much deeper and much faster. And I think there were as many as 50 more drownings on that stretch of the river than we'd seen the previous year. So that contributed a lot to the statistics.
Wow, tragic. And I wonder, Joel, just remind us again of the numbers of deaths that have been recorded, if you don't mind.
Well, 412, I believe, was the number for 2017, which is up from, I think, 398. So it's a percentage of about 3%. What was more interesting to me was we recorded 1,468 deaths since the beginning of January 2014, 1468 was the number, and I did the math, and there, and the entire time that we're talking about, the period from January 1st, 2014 to February 4th of this year was 1,490 days. So we're practically the same number, 1468 versus 1490. It really shows you that come rain or shine, and no matter what kind of administration's in the White House, it makes no difference. The average holds to one a day pretty much year after year on that border, one death a day. We wish it wasn't the case, but it appears to be something that the numbers will continue to be a certain number of high-risk individuals who take that dangerous journey, either across the river, across the desert, sometimes the mountains when they're snowed in, and all kinds of conditions that can lead to this. We also know that there's organized crime, violence, there's kidnapping, there's accidents in cars and trains. So there's a lot of violent death, not just from the elements.